there you have it. Some big tunes from this weekend in the 70s and 80s. Some chart news and more. And I am all set for Those Were the Days. That's coming up next. Thanks for joining us for the Backtrackin' Show. Right here on WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center and online at WRCO.com. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list at Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Wonder Woman, starring Linda Carter, and Incredible Hulk, starring Bill Bixby, will return at their regular times next Friday evening on most of these stations.
You hear the music you want to hear
on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you.
Hey, there's a new mirror on the wall here in the studio.
What is your question?
What? You're a talking mirror?
I am a magic mirror. What is your question? I don't have all night.
Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the finest Saturday DJ of all?
Chris Simonson or Adam Hess.
Okay, good. Aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Of course. I can't forget Tim Feed.
Hey, what about Phil Nee?
Who?
Thank you, Magic Mirror.
Live from Richland Center, it's Those Were the Days.
Those were the days.
Well, good evening, rock and rollers. Welcome to Those Were the Days. Our program is coming up for you as we advise you to sit back and relax and leave the driving to us once again. We'll be taking your requests later on in the program. We have some high school sports to get to tonight, so we'll have that for you coming up within the hour. Some Those Were the Days tunes up until that time, and then after the fact as well, we'll be back to take your requests and trivia a little bit later on this evening. We'll also be stopping and parking for a time in 1973. So let's get it rocking for a time tonight with Those Were the Days.
My father was a gambler down in Georgia.
From the fall of 1973 on Those Were the Days. Oh, yeah, good stuff. I remember it well, hearing it from the barn radio back in the day. WRCO had a program called Music Scene, and they would play the top 40 hits of the day after 7 o'clock and after Music for Dining, which was supposed to give people a good, light-hearted spirit as they ate their meals, and playing the instrumental version of the hits of the day and different things. Then we would hit the airways with top 40 music for a few hours as well. And that's when little Phil would listen and also call into the radio station, never knowing that someday he'd be at the other end of the phone. We'll be taking your requests later on in the program. Again, we have volleyball coming up within the hour here on WRCO. Those are the days. Come on, little darling. It's Saturday night. This is Richie Valens.
Let's go again once more. Just got paid, a fool about money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. She ain't going down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it up, I wanna shake it up, I wanna rip it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, and a ball tonight. I'll be flying high, I walk on out in the open sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one. I have a soul, I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, Saturday night, baby, and I'm a feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, and a ball tonight.
Take a bow, Elvis Presley here on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel present a sweet turntable treat.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury, styling, and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer, on Viroqua's north side.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Those were the days, my friend, coming at you on a Saturday night for a time, and then we're going to high school sports, and then we'll be right back here on the same channel with some classic rock and roll. Again, hold on to those requests tonight.
I don't know how, but I think I can love her.
Dave Clark 5 on WRCL with a rockin' little number from the mid-1960s, a song that Kiss later did a really good cover of. We're leading toward high school sports on WRCL. That is straight ahead tonight, our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show right around the bend, and we'll have the coverage for you, and then bring it on back with a full night of requests and trivia as well, so we hope you'll stick around for that. We'll be featuring a few tunes from this weekend's chart in 1973, including this one, released posthumously for Jim Croce.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
The Isley Brothers and a 45 from the fall of 1973. Who's that lady? We're leading toward high school sports. It's coming your way next, and we'll bring it on back with more tunes a little later on, so stay with us or check back in. We appreciate you listening. One more cowbell classic from the fall of 1973 comes your way.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for more high school sports. The fall sports season is starting to wind down. Tonight, it's regional championship volleyball. And we have the call from the Ridge and Valley rematch between Seneca and Ithaca, meeting tonight at Ithaca High School for a regional championship opportunity. This is the pre-match show, and it's sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesse Tank Power Sports.
Regional championship matches tonight in Division III. They include Poinette and Nakusa playing. Also, Cuba City is hosting Dodgeville, and Richland Center is at La Crosse to take on Aquinas. It's a matchup between the fourth-seeded Hornets, the number one seed Aquinas, and they are rated number one in the state. The Hornets trying to pull off a big upset this evening and move on to the sectional semifinal, which will be played on Thursday night. Barron takes on Grantsburg as well in Stratford and Durand, Arkansas in Division III. Division IV from that sectional, Fall River meets Nacida this evening. It's also Mineral Point hosting Cashton, and Brookwood is at Hillsboro as well. Moving to Division V matchups, they include the Ithaca Bulldogs taking on Seneca. That's coming up here on the radio. And Highland is hosting Royal. Also in Division V, it's Barneveld hosting Schulzburg, and Pecatonica is at Belmont. The pre-match show continues, and we'll have a conversation with Coach Angie Young of Ithaca right after these words.
When you've had a breast cancer scare, the days spent waiting for a result or a follow-up screening can be some of the longest in your life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that less waiting means less worry. Our imaging department schedules follow-up appointments quickly, often within a few days. Ask your provider if your imaging can be done here with us, close to home. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
I spoke with Coach Angie Young last night as the Ithaca Bulldogs were preparing for a match this evening and a regional final against Seneca. Angie, you got through that first match. It sounds like you had a little tussle against North Crawford Thursday.
We did. I kind of expected maybe to be to have a little more of a challenge. Just having a week off between the regular season and the postseason play presents some challenge in itself. We've also had a couple of illnesses on the team. So I'm not sure, you know, I don't think several girls are feeling 100% yet. So hopefully they'll continue to battle through that and be 100% tomorrow. But they did push through and got through it. I will say that North Crawford showed up last night. They were ready to play. So gave us some good challenge a few times last night. And overall, it was a pretty good game.
I know you played them and lost real early in the season. You're a different team than back then, that's for sure. But obviously they were as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they've had some ups and downs this season. I think we were pretty well matched in that first game of the season. And, of course, with it being the first game of the season, I think both of us were having some challenges. And we did go five sets with them and they came out on top in that one. Then when we played them the second time later in the season, we did beat them 3-0. But I felt like they were maybe not quite there the last time we played them. But last night, they were definitely back to themselves again and looked really good out there. So they gave us a great challenge. I'm really glad that we had such a good game. With it being the postseason, I'd much rather have that than have a less challenging game at this point in the season.
Ithaca volleyball coach Angie Young on our pre-match show from WRCO Sports. The match is coming up right around the bend, and this is the Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Angie Young, Ithaca volleyball coach, is our guest. Angie, is this the first time the Ithaca volleyball team has been in a regional championship?
Well, it is for me. I'm not sure if they've made it to the regional final previously or not, but it is for myself and these girls, it is our first trip to the regional final. So really exciting that it's a home game. We're hoping that we'll have a great crowd supporting us. We had a great crowd last night, and our girls just tend to play better. They feel the energy from the crowd, the excitement from the crowd. And I think there were several times last night that our home crowd really lifted the girls up and pushed them through the game. So I'm really hoping to have a great number of Ithaca fans there.
As you look at Seneca, what makes them a tough team?
Seneca, I think Seneca's strong point is definitely their defense. They have a really quick, really strong defensive team, and they really like to challenge our hitters. So definitely going to be really important for us to play very aggressive tomorrow night and have that front row really working that defense for Seneca, because it certainly presented a challenge for us in the past. Both regular season games that we've played with Seneca have been five-set games. So I anticipate that tomorrow will certainly be a showdown between the two teams.
Absolutely. They've had a lot of tradition in volleyball through the years, and it seems like they play pretty well this time of year usually, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do. Seneca's got a strong program. They've always had a very strong program. They've lost a number of seniors the past couple of seasons, too, so they're doing a little rebuilding, but I've been very impressed with their younger players and how they've really stepped up on their team. And Seneca typically performs pretty well in the postseason, so we absolutely have to be playing at our best.
Worrying about what you do, obviously, is the key thing. And you look at some of the players. I think your back row and your setters have done a phenomenal job this year, haven't they?
They have. They have. Our back row. We do emphasize a lot of back row play on our team, and we work that in practice a lot. It's just a huge asset for us. I've always very strongly believed that everything starts with our back row, and that first pass usually sets the tone for what happens after that. So I've been really, really thrilled with our back row. We have our regular back row players back there, Holly King, Jaden Boland, and Kaylee Newkirk. They have just been killing it back there this season. Really quick, really great passing. They're kind of where some of our illnesses have been the past couple of days. So hopefully they're all recuperated and ready to play. But also, you know, our setter, Ari Lewis, she's done a fantastic job. Her speed is a huge asset for us. She gets sets out of balls that I'm not even sure how she gets to them sometimes, but she has done just a tremendous job out there and worked so hard every game. Certainly a challenge for her running a 5-1 where she is the only setter during the game, especially when we go more than three sets, but she always does a great job and hangs in there. So really proud of her this season.
It's easy to sit here and say, well, don't be nervous because everybody's going to come out and be a little keyed up. But I think you're going to have to try to settle in and get into the regular flow of the match there early on against Seneca, aren't you?
Yeah, I think coming out strong right away is going to be hugely important in that game tomorrow night. So that will definitely be something that we're talking about tonight and how we're going to do that, how we kind of strategize to get on top right away and stay on top. I think the start of that game will have a huge impact on the outcome of it tomorrow night.
And the winner goes on. It's going to be a sectional possibility here for either team. What would that mean to your program if you could get to that level?
It would be tremendous, Phil. I mean, it's been a great season for us. It's just been so exciting. I'm just so happy for the volleyball program. These girls have worked hard, and I was talking yesterday that these seniors, I remember when they were in middle school, I was coaching in middle school, too, and that's when we really started talking a lot about putting that number on the wall for conference. So to share that experience with them this year as seniors has been just so wonderful. And, you know, the possibility, they're so excited about having a regional final game at home. The possibility of making it to a sectional game is certainly very exciting. But, again, we always try to really kind of keep that level head and everything and just go one game at a time. So right now our sights are totally on Seneca and getting through that game to hopefully getting a regional championship.
I think you're right in saying it's not going to be a breeze either way. This one's probably going to go maybe all five again, right?
Well, it could, Phil. I'm really hoping. I would love, of course, to see it be done in three in our favor, but I also have been so impressed with our girls and their mentality. I mean, we've been really challenged in some games. The fact that we've played the number of five-set games that we have this season, and our girls, you know, almost seem to kind of just feed off of it and really kind of rise to the challenge. I have every confidence in the world in them. If we do go over three sets, that they can maintain their strengths and their determination and their level of play. So I think we're ready for it, certainly if it happens.
All right, Angie, good luck to you and the team. Congratulations so far, and we look forward to the match on Saturday night.
Thank you.
Ithaca volleyball coach Angie Young. The pre-match show is sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, and I'm Phil Nee.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's regional championship match. The Seneca and Ithaca match coming up here on WRCO Radio. The Royals versus the Bulldogs. And we talked about the fact that Ithaca had won both regular season meetings in five. They also played in a tournament at the Seneca Invitational, and Ithaca won two, went 2-0 that day. So they have played three times, and Ithaca has won all three times, but they've all been close. And tonight, I'm sure, will be no exception. Seneca and the Bulldogs, quite a history through the years in all sports. And in volleyball the last few years, the conference title has come down to these two. Seneca finishing second in the league and the Bulldogs finishing number one. Seneca, coached by Shelley Davidson, assisted by Angie Mod, and they have a group that is fairly young. As we look at their squad, they have just a total of three seniors on the club, and the rest contribute are from the underclass. Ithaca, on the other hand, heavily senior-dominated in terms of the players that start, although they do have some players that rotate in. A couple of back row players are underclass people, but otherwise the Bulldogs are more of a veteran squad that has been around and has kind of set the tone here in volleyball terms for the Bulldog program to move forward. And incidentally, they do have the brand new banner up and a 24 underneath it. First volleyball notch on the wall here at Ithaca in school history. So they won the conference, trying to win a regional championship for the first time, and it's going to be Seneca standing in the way. The match is coming up next. High school volleyball coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great. Guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
It is a very nice crowd on hand tonight for the Bulldogs and for the Royals. Seneca traveled well tonight as well, and again coming in with just a couple of losses on the season through their regular season. The Bulldogs coming in with a few more, actually just four losses on the season. So very evenly matched teams will square off tonight. Tonight, Ben Hipsch, for the second night in a row, will sing the national anthem prior to an Ithaca High School event. Job by Ben Hipsch. National anthem prior to regional championship volleyball. It's next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowessin Terminal off Highway 14.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding.
Starting lineups for tonight. First of all, for the visiting Royals. Number 4, Kylie Chambers. Number 5, Ann Manning. Number 7, Maya Buffington. Number 9, Addison Davison. Rhea Wallen. Number 10, Ava Syme. Number 12, and the libero player is Skylet Gilbertson. Starting for the Ithaca Bulldogs tonight, on the other side, the Bulldogs getting the chance for the starters, including